When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Looking forward to beating Steve is Connor from Bonnie Lake. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning, guys.
Awesome. Connor's ready to rock, so you got to get out of the studio now, sir.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Connor has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which bicycle race was established in 1903?
Pass.
Which Midwestern state produces the most eggs?
Midwest?
Yes.
Kansas?
No.
Oklahoma?
No.
Pass.
In what decade did Spork receive a registered trademark?
The 50s.
Yes. What game is an abbreviation for Pocket Monster?
I don't know. Pass.
Who stars in the movie Purple Rain?
Prince.
Yes. Trinidad and Tobago are part of which geographical region?
New Guineas?
No.
Pass.
What color is Spock's blood?
Green.
Yes. Which Scandinavian automaker was the first to include seatbelts?
Volvo.
No. Connor, you got 3 correct.
All right. Oh,
3
God.
For me. Oh, God, he says. Oh, God, are you praying?
Are you praying that
Steve does bad?
I don't think that anyone's awake this Friday.
No. People are fired up. The sun is shining.
Yeah, even Steve. He has his eyes closed right now. He's tired.
Wow. Sorry, I just dozed off for a second.
Wake up, Steve. Oh. Are you ready?
All right.
Which bicycle race was established in 1903?
Which bicycle race? The Tour de France.
That's correct. Which Midwestern state produces the most eggs?
I'm going to say it's Ohio.
No.
Illinois.
No.
Wisconsin.
No. In what decade did Spork receive its registered trademark?
Oh, I haven't used a Spork in a minute. 70s?
No.
60s?
No.
80s?
No.
Damn.
What game is an abbreviation for Pocket Monster?
Pokemon.
Yes. Who stars in the movie Purple Rain?
Prince.
Yes. Trinidad and Tobago are part of which geographical region?
I don't know if this is the right answer. The Caribbean?
Yes. What color is Spock's blood?
Blue.
No.
Green?
Yes. Which Scandinavian automaker was the first to include seatbelts as a standard?
Audi?
No.
Volvo?
No.
Kia?
No. What? Same name as a Corrosion of Conformity song. What bird has the longest wingspan?
Albatross?
Correct. Which planet's seasons last 40 years?
Huh?
Which planet's seasons last
Mars.
40 years? No.
Would it be Uranus?
It would not be.
Jupiter.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win. 6-3. Sorry, Connor.
I'm not awake.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what? It's Friday. Everyone's kind of struggling, I feel.
You can always try again.
Yeah. I figured I should be playing an Albatross. Oh, I can't find it, damn it. I was going to play it.
Fly on.
That is a great song from Corrosion of Conformity. Yeah. Here's my victory song for today. You going to play this at Emo Night tonight? No. Sure I'm not. Oh! What did
Such
I get wrong?
A jam. All right, you did not know that the Midwestern state that produces the most eggs is Iowa. Spork, you went the wrong direction. They received their registered trademark in the 50s. The Scandinavian automaker that was the first to do seatbelts as a standard was the Saab. And then the planet whose seasons last 40 years, Neptune. That's a long season. Can you imagine 40 years of winter?
No. Sometimes it feels that way here in the Pacific Northwest.
You're absolutely right. We're just loving it. The Daily Mix Show. We are back with Mary's Place and raising as much money as possible to put kicks on local children in need. It's called Kicks for Kids, and you can make a donation to help us hit 400 pairs of shoes over at KISW.com. Over this past week, what was that thing you were watching that just got you the most excited to tell other people about? Maybe it was a TV show, maybe a movie, a YouTube series, any of that. What you watching? Migs, what's it been for you?
This time around, it was a documentary on Netflix, and it's called Trainwreck, The Cult of American Apparel.
I was off work. It was probably 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. My phone rang, and it was Dove, the head of the whole company. He didn't say anything other than just, "I hate you," and then he just hung up. That was like a regular day at American Apparel.
He was crossing all kinds of lines and boundaries.
Quit or submit, okay? Quit or submit.
It was definitely an open secret that Dove was sleeping with the employees.
The allegations that landed on my desk made me absolutely enraged.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants what the heart... This is an insane documentary. Danny, I think you've watched it as well.
I have.
It is... I forgot all about American Apparel, but remember, that was like the hot...
Is it still around?
I don't think so. Maybe, but not on the level that it once was, where it was just like a monster of fashion in a sense. And it was like, you know, they had all those crazy kind of a seductive photos of advertisements, and it was like relatable looking people. Like, it wasn't just like the supermodels who were all attractive.
Yeah.
But, you know, they seemed like people that maybe you went to school with or something along those lines. But this documentary.
Juicy.
Oh.
It's insane. This guy is out of his freaking mind. And he, I mean, just from being abusive to his workers, like, and how he was, like, just a maniac, a raving maniac. And then also, like, any hot girl that he hires, he, like, invites them to stay with him. And he had, like a cult-like status. Like,
wow.
I mean, he had multiple women living there, all banging him. It's well worth the watch. It's like an hour long.
Yeah.
It's part of the Netflix series called Trainwreck, and they did not disappoint. And it's very nostalgic because it takes you back to a time of when American Apparel was on top of the world.
Oh, that's exciting.
Which is so funny, too, because like I never was an American. I never knew that it was that big. So watching this thing and like realizing that it was such a monster thing in all these big cities, I was like, wow.
And one of the big parts, like one of their selling points was, hey, we make our clothes here in American Apparel. But like, you know, they have like their offices also were where like they were actually making the clothes. It wasn't sent to a different country to have it being made and all that kind of stuff. So that was like what he was like bragging about. Like, hey, we're socially conscious and this, that. Everything's about America. But then on the other side, he's just this raving lunatic.
Fun times.
It's a great watch.
All right, Danny, what you watching?
Underdogs.
I've teamed up with Nat Geo. Fast forward. right past nature's glory hogs and get down in the mud. With nature's bench warmers, not the superheroes, the super zeros.
What the hell is this?
Super zeros.
So have you ever watched like any kind of National Geographic thing where it's like about animals? They get like the really good pictures and it's usually like pretty serious. Well, this one is all, it's the same kind of shot in the same way, different animals. And it's about the underdog. So not the lions and the hippo, like all the popular animals.
Oh, like animals maybe you never even heard of.
Yeah, animals you've never heard of or like ones that are just kind of like, you know, weird or whatever. And it's narrated by Ryan Reynolds.
I was about to say, that sounded like Ryan Reynolds.
And I'm like
Daredevil's narrating this?
It does not disappoint, guys. Or it Deadpool. Is. It, every single animal that he does, he just has commentary on and, it, you know, he gives them like funny names. But then it actually, you learn something about it, like as you're actually watching the show. I will say, it's Ryan Reynolds. Do not watch this with your children if you are a helicopter parent.
That was literally my next question because Barrett just loves learning about animals. So I was like, oh, this sounds perfect for...
Now you say helicopter parent. What are we talking? Are you dropping F-bombs or are you just doing like, I mean, like how bad is it?
It's so there's no cussing. However, there's a lot of sexual innuendo. They show full on like monkey junk, if you will. I'm saying,
oh, and
like
you sold me.
There's a whole episode. There's a whole episode just on animal sex and how different animals mate and whatnot. It is so interesting and it's so good.
Do they include turtles?
No, there is a bug though, and it is pretty awesome. I did watch it with Lily. She loves it.
Okay.
All right, Tyron, what are you watching?
I'm watching Wild Kratts.
Wild Kratts. Whoa, a bullfrog can jump 10 times the length of his own body. That is some ultimate leaping ability. Incoming! Yuck! I think I licked him.
What do you want?
So it's a show that Barrett is really into, and I am all about it, and I'm totally behind it because it's a very educational kids animal show, and it's the Kratt brothers, and half of it is cartoon, half of it is real life, and they teach you about different animals. So Barrett has learned about everything from like a mud skipper to, you know, beavers. It's like all sorts of different weird things. But he's learned all these like little facts about things where I'm like, oh, cool, look, that's a badger. And he's like, that's an American badger, actually. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know there was an American badger. So he's now quizzing me on stuff.
So just to make sure it's safe, any monkey junk being shown in this?
So far, no monkey junk.
Okay, phew.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If you do, we're going to hook you up with Britt Floyd tickets for Marymore Park on July 23rd. They're going to be celebrating 50 years of Wish You Were Here, the iconic Pink Floyd album. Call 206-803-ROCK. And we're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have been playing for tickets to Britt Floyd at Marymore Park coming up on July 23rd. And the show is celebrating 50 years of Pink Floyd's iconic album, Wish You Were Here. David from Edgewood is our contestant, ready to play the game. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing excellent. Great, and we're ready to spin this wheel to see if you are playing with me or Migs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Migsy? Currently, it is on T-Dog, but will it stay there? The answer is no. David, it's you and me. Let's win you those tickets.
All right, David, here is your clip.
What you gonna do? Oh, nice.
Okay, so that's Pink Floyd.
And do you know the song?
I don't want to say too much. I want to, you know, use the integrity of the game. But I'm pretty sure it's Another Brick in the Wall.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! I don't know why, David, we've become a tag team all of a sudden.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Tag me in for the hot tag, brother. Tag me in.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Migs, you're in. Here is your clip.
Oh, yeah. yeah. After all, it's my Wonderwall.
Wonderwall from Oasis.
I went down the rabbit hole this morning of watching the Oasis show live, the one that they did recently.
Yes.
Like they're, and I was just like, I got to do Wonderwall.
Throw one in there.
So are you a closet Oasis fan?
Not at all. I wanted to see what the hype was.
And?
Disappointed.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it was so terrible.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't give up any of my body parts to see them, but, you know, I might shave my chest so I could see Oasis.
Well, we're not going to make David from Edgewood shave anything to go see Brent Floyd. He's going.
Congratulations, David.
All right, thanks, man.
Hey, David, are you an Oasis fan?
I'm 62 years old now, so in the 90s, I was in my 30s, you know. And, yeah, I remember You on the End. I was into all that grunge stuff back in the day.
Right on, man. It's always awesome to go into the weekend now feeling extremely old. I appreciate that, David.
If we have chatted about something this morning that you would like to talk with us about, call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Alice and James. All morning, we have received some fine texts, some phone calls from folks that we haven't had a chance to chat with them about, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do call if you'd like to chat with us about anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Now, earlier we do a segment called Slide Into Our VMs, where we play back voice messages from the Rockaholics. They can leave them through the Odyssey app, which is very cool. It's free to sign up for the Odyssey app. Just go to AUDACY.
Yeah.
Did I spell it right?
I think you did. AUDA, yeah.
All right, Odyssey. So someone said, hey, can you guys replay that voice message you had earlier about the Mariners? I felt that one in my soul. Yes. Here's that voice message.
Sorry, I have nobody else to vent to, but fuck you, Mariners. What the fuck? Damn it. You got to be fucking kidding me. My wife's asleep right now, so I'm trying to stay quiet.
You're doing a very good job.
It's hard to stay quiet after that game yesterday.
I mean, it was a nightmare of a game if we're talking about sleeping. I don't understand what happened. Well, I do understand what happened.
Tell us, Steve.
The Mariners did Mariner things and figured out ways to lose. They kind of cooged it.
Oh, thanks for rubbing that salt in the wound there.
They were 5-0. Brian Wu is pitching a no-hitter into the eighth. And then it all falls apart and they lose 6-5 in the 10th. It was just so frustrating. But
the
you
most
know what?
Disappointing ever.
Hopefully the All-Star break will help them regroup, reset. And then hopefully, I mean, I keep seeing all these different interviews with different like sports, you know-it-alls. And they talk about the Mariners, and they're like, the Mariners, I mean, with that kind of pitching staff, when they're on, they need to buy big time. They need to, like, figure out a way to get some bats. So that way, because if they could get into the playoffs, they could be a dangerous team if they get a couple more bats, ideally on first base and third base are needs for the team.
Let's go. Let's make it happen.
All right, so speaking of voice messages, we got this one earlier, but we didn't have a chance to play it. But I want to play it because it's kind of time sensitive.
Oh, okay.
I heard you guys mention that there's a Camp Cash Summer Bash this weekend. How do I get invited to that?
Are you follow the music.
Are you going to invite Forrest Gump or not? Yeah, what is going on there?
I think this might be our, I don't know if it's our 8th or 9th annual Camp Cash Summer Bash.
Can you explain to those that don't know? Because first time I remember getting a Facebook invite to Camp Cash Summer Bash, and I'm like, what are we talking about?
I know, right?
And then I saw some of the pictures from previous ones, and I'm like, this is a full-on festival that's happening in your backyard in Stanwood.
So it started out as like a pre-funk to Summer Meltdown Festival, which always happens the first weekend in August, or at least it did when it still was in existence.
I was rocking my Summer Meltdown tank top yesterday.
So awesome.
Oh, Summer Meltdown was the greatest festival ever. I can't remember much from it, but I remember I had a great time.
It was so much fun. Yeah. So this was kind of like the pre-party that we would throw at our house, and it would just be like, you know, kind of one day, and we'd have like some of our friends' bands play or something like that.
Do you have a stage?
We have a stage. So every year we've built a stage. This year we converted one of our like covered outbuildings into a stage so we didn't have to build one.
Why don't
so
you just have a permanent stage?
Well, now it is.
Oh,
now we have a permanent stage. So the people were up. I had 20 people spend the night at my house last night, you guys. I went to bed early because I had
20 people. How big is
there.
Your house?
I mean, they're not in my house. Everybody brings their campers and their tents and things like that.
So when you leave your house at 4 something in the morning or at 3
the
something?
The fire was still going.
Were people still up?
No. I checked everywhere. I'm like, is someone still... this is, you know, 4 in the morning. I'm leaving my house. I'm looking around. Everybody was asleep.
This never comes out of my mouth when I'm talking about leaving my house. The fire is still going and there are people in tents.
So do you have to drive quietly out of your house? Like, do you try and like...
Do you think they were quiet when I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night? No, I was not being quiet.
Well, fairness, you're all hopped up on something, having a good time without you.
But it's going to be really exciting. My dad's band is playing Mojo Cannon. There's another band playing called Midpack that's from this area that I'm super excited about. I saw them at a Battle of the Bands last year, and they were like my number one draft pick for this party.
Metallica's playing their N72 tour.
I believe All American Rejects are stopping on their tour. They're going to be doing a performance outside in your backyard.
There's a late night DJ playing. We have a
late night tent?
Yeah, we even have a band called Champagne Heist that's making their debut at our party.
Oh, what's the backstory with this band?
It's Joe Groob and our friend Rob. With a keyboard and a drum machine and a guitar.
Do you have vendors, like food trucks and stuff?
So our buddy Brad, the meat man, puts on like a big,
I'm not eating anything by Brad, the meat man, Steve.
So we're doing...
You know what? I'm back to eating meat if somebody named Brad, the meat man, has given it to me.
So tonight he's doing lobster rolls. Tomorrow night he's doing brisket and pulled pork.
What?
Danny, I'll save you a lobster roll.
Okay.
Yeah, brisket and pulled pork tomorrow night.
Save me a lobster roll.
Everybody brings a side dish. We have a bar. The bar is called Bar Ted. It's run by the Ted Smith.
Wait, so Ted has a bar there?
He has a bar called Bar Ted. And now it's been expanded. It's Bar Ted and Oyster Bar. We have someone bringing oysters.
Okay, so Ted's not shucking the oysters.
Hell no. Our buddy Sal is the oyster guy.
I would say, don't trust Ted with a knife after a couple of drinks.
Hell no.
On a scale of... one to not to a million. How sober are you guys?
Well, here's the thing, because I'm the host of the party. I don't get too out of it. I mind my P's and Q's. I'm pretty good.
Do you believe that?
No, I can't wait to see video of Taryn with celebrating no bra weekend. Yeah.
Dude, I guarantee tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up. Tatum's going to wake me up. I'm going to go on social media and there'll be like a live video of Taryn still dancing from the night before to DJ Brad the Meat Man.
That's going to be a good time.
The Daily Mix Show.
There are some dumb trends out there on social media, but we may have just come across the absolute dumbest yet. It's a TikTok trend, and it is actually putting teens' lives in danger. Uh-oh. So what is it? We're going to tell you at 9:50. A new TikTok challenge has surfaced. It is one where people who are mostly teenagers just go and kick the doors of homeowners in and then run away.
Okay. Have you ever kicked a door down?
I put a stiletto in a door once, but I didn't kick the door down.
Was alcohol involved?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah.
This is Sheriff Mike Chitwood in Florida warning teens not to do this because they could end up dead.
How do you spell his last name?
Chitwood.
Oh, okay.
C-H.
Okay.
That's a good way to end up dead, especially in Florida. You've got to think you're about to become a victim of a home invasion robbery. Under a castle doctor, you're going to shoot first and ask questions later. You're endangering your future with this TikTok challenge.
I mean, ring and run, that was kind of a thing.
Yeah, of course.
It was a ding dong dash. Yeah, but I don't think the idea of kicking somebody's door down is ever a good idea.
No. Have you ever kicked a door down?
No, but I always wanted to.
There's still time.
Yeah, I don't. It's got to be the right situation, though.
Not the door of the studio here that weighs, so you know, 85
that
pounds.
That door's 400 pounds.
You'd break your leg.
Yeah, for real. I did come across a few of the dumbest current over the last like 5 or 6 years, TikTok challenges, and I was curious to see which ones maybe you guys would be up for doing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, how about the milk crate challenge? You remember that one?
Yes.
Oh, is that where you stand on it? You stack them and stand on them?
Stack them like stairs, and people kept falling, though.
Some of those videos of people falling were pretty brutal. Yeah. I think I would bust a knee for sure.
You have to do it fast, and I feel like it was just one of those, like, I could feel it from when I was a kid, you know?
Oh,
like one of those injuries.
Oh, absolutely. I could see Tatum doing that right now. Like, there are times where I'm like, you are going to hurt yourself with what you're doing. And she's like, no, I'm fine. And
oh, God.
All right, how about the dry scooping challenge? Do you guys know that one?
No.
That's when like you grab pre-workout, like the scooper, instead of putting it in water and shaking it up, you just pour it in your mouth.
Oh.
I don't like that. Oh, I did that once with like a sour type of pre-workout. It was like straight up. Like you could see the inside of your own eyeball.
Oh,
this is awesome. But it was like case by case. Like certain pre-workouts, like it was tolerable, and then there were one. I did it with one because I was like in a rush. I was like, I think I'm going to die.
So you did it for not for the challenge, just because you were running out of time.
Yes, I did it if I'm running out of time, and also because I'm an idiot.
We know this.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we need your help. Kicks for Kids is back, and there are so many kids that are in Mary's Place shelters right now that could really use our help as they get ready for back to school. And what's really awesome is that these kids get a gift card through Kicks for Kids to pick out their very own back to school sneakers.
And to break it down, so like if you donated $50, that would help out a kid, a child, for a brand new pair of shoes in need so they could pick out whatever they want. Now, $100, that will hook up a teenager with a brand new pair. But any amount helps, $5, $10, whatever you have. Right now, we're still moving slow, Rockaholics. We have a goal of $20,000 to raise, and I mean, we're not even near 500 at this point, so we got to step it up, everybody.
Let's get it going. You can head to KISW.com right now.
And shout out to Aaron Jackman, donated $60 to Kicks for Kids this morning. You rock.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and the Mariners lost yesterday 6-5 to the Yankees, even though they're up 5-0 going into the eighth with a no-hitter. But, you know, hey, Mariners do what the Mariners do.
So Seattle.
You know, but hey, they're off to Detroit, taking on the Detroit Tigers, and that will be the end of the first half of the season because then the All-Star break happens, and the All-Star game is on Tuesday of next week. The Home Run Derby is going to be happening on Monday, so hopefully Cal Raleigh will do well. But now we've just learned, breaking news, on Tuesday we will not see Julio Rodriguez at the All-Star game. I guess the Mariners just put out an announcement saying that Julio will not be able to participate in this year's All-Star game. Quote, he will take the break to recuperate, rest, and prepare for the second half.
Well, then he better bring it in the second half.
But you know what? Ever the optimist. Mm-hmm. Last year, Julio did bring it in the second half of the year. And some even believe that's part of why he deserved to be even considered in the All-Star game, because he did have a strong second half. So let's keep our fingers crossed that a little R&R will help Julio Rodriguez.
This is a wild story out of France. This 62-year-old man and his wife were on a road trip. He accidentally left his wife at the gas station, continued on driving for about 200 miles.
Is this frowned upon? Sorry.
Then he was all confused, trying to find her.
He's like, where is my wife?
They did end up being reunited, but she was waiting there for 4 hours.
He is in the doghouse.
Oh, my gosh. Big time. But, they said it was an honest mistake, but like... How? There's no conversation happening in the car?
That seems... Does she sit in the back seat?
Maybe she sleeps a lot? I don't know.
Like, sometimes I chuckle when I, like, get out of my car. There's, like, a little... I don't know if yours does it on your Kia, but, like, it gets that little beep, beep, and then, like, it says, check your rear seat, like,
yes,
to make sure that your kid's not still in
100%.
There. Apparently, now we need one to have a little beep, beep to say, hey, make sure your wife is in the car. And he went that long.
Yeah, 200 miles.
Hey, today, a lot of McDonald's fans are very happy because they could get themselves those snack wraps. Are you going to get one today?
I might have to.
Well, apparently Popeyes, the food chain, not the sailor man, not very happy, or in a silly way, not happy with McDonald's because they're now bringing back the snack wrap. So they made an AI diss track that they released to take shots at McDonald's. And do you want to hear what it sounds like?
Of course.
Let's check it out.
We gon' get it poppin' like Louisiana cooking grease. Popeye's drop the chicken, rappin' it's a classic in the streets. I'm about this chicken, mindin' business, I don't want no beef. Clowns got back to rappin', it was cool, but it ain't moving me.
They better be careful about taking shots, because next thing you know, Grimace is gonna pull up and just start shooting up the Popeyes.
Oh, no.
We're doing diss tracks. You know how it escalates eventually.
There's going to be a retaliation.
It's dangerous out there.
Very much so. Seattle Sounders legend and former U.S. men's national team goalkeeper Casey Keller is going to be the Grand Marshal of
the OG?
Our Porsche Light Parade.
I love Casey. He's a massive Tool fan.
That's right.
He's a big fan of the band Tool.
That's so awesome. And I can't believe we're already talking about the Torchlight Parade. That's coming up in like 2 weeks. He's from Olympia. He was the Sounders' first MLS signing. And summer is here, y'all.
I'm losing concept of time. Danny, was Casey Keller around when you first moved out here? I know, like, I mean, you're a huge Sounders fan, but you became a Sounders fan when you moved to Seattle.
Yes, no, he was not.
Oh, man. Yeah. Casey was awesome.
I know. That's cool to hear, though. I would love to see him in the parade.
Oh, you should go. It's so much fun.
Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be an awesome weekend. We're going to be in the 80s all weekend long, including today. We're hitting a high of 80 degrees. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.